Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
ACLU probes alleged First Amendment violation in local library book relocation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The American Civil Liberties Union is investigating whether the relocation of books in the Campbell County Public Library might violate the First Amendment. The Gillette News Record reported the organization is currently gathering information to determine if the library board's actions constitute censorship. This inquiry comes after books were moved from children's and teen sections to a new adult section. While some argue that book movement can restrict access, others defend it as a part of the library's review process. The library board chair, Chuck Butler, has acknowledged responsibility for the book relocation, but refrained from further comments due to potential legal implications. Former library director Terry Leslie has filed a discrimination charge against the library board and the county commission, alleging retaliation for her support of the LGBTQ community. The ACLU's investigation involves comparing the situation in Campbell County to a similar case in Texas, where book relocation was deemed unconstitutional despite attempts to balance differing viewpoints. Controversy surrounding the library's action persists. Wyoming Boys School refutes allegations of physical abuse, humiliation, and confinement towards teens. Three former residents of the Wyoming Boys School have filed a civil lawsuit alleging confinement, physical abuse, and humiliation during their time at the facility. Cowboy State Daily reported Blaze Shivers King, Dylan Toller through his mother, Deborah Deaver, and Charles Reese Karn together sued the Wyoming Boys School in Worland, umbrella agency Wyoming Department of Family Services, and 10 former and current employees in their individual capacities on February 26th. The male sued Wyoming Boys School Superintendent Dale Weber in his official capacity also. The school, along with the Wyoming Department of Family Services and several employees, deny these claims, stating that they did not use solitary confinement and did not subject the plaintiffs to cruel treatment. The answer to the complaint filed Monday reads, "We deny that the Wyoming Boys School uses solitary confinement, deny that the boys were in solitary confinement, deny that plaintiffs experienced serious deprivations of basic human needs, we deny the plaintiffs were deprived of their basic dignity and human decency, and deny that the plaintiffs were subject to cruel and unusual punishment." Additionally, they are seeking dismissal of claims related to violations of the American Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act. The defendants have also provided 9 affirmative defenses in response to the lawsuit. Wyoming Senior Assistant Attorney General Deborah Hewlett filed the Monday responses on the civil defendants' behalf. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.